Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach. Now, they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy Show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to help women heal from past trauma. So I am super excited to introduce Angela Turpin. Now, Angela is a breakthrough coach certified in NLP, timeline therapy, and hypnotherapy. Plus, she utilizes her own healing experience from childhood trauma and empowers women to strive for their best lives no matter what they have been through. Angela helps women break through from trauma so they can break free from the chains of the past, love who they are, and live a life they truly desire. Well, welcome, Angela. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah, and I just love how you're helping women really create a life full of joy and happiness. I can't wait to hear more about this and the work you're now doing.
I love the work that I do, and I'm very excited to share more about it with you.
Yeah, that's great. And top of my list here, Angela, is what exactly was the tipping point or inspiration that prompted you to start your breakthrough coaching practice?
Well, it was a while ago. It was about 6 years ago, and I was actually working as an executive assistant at a local hospital. And I was really going through some hard times personally, some depression and anxiety attacks that I could not figure out what was going on. And on top of that, my work life was kind of falling apart as well, and I was not used to having both my professional and my personal life falling apart. I had to really start taking some good looks at myself, and I started to climb out of the depression hole, started to overcome anxiety. And I said, you know what? I can do this. I can teach other women how to do this. And so I started my business, and then I actually got pregnant unexpectedly
Oh, wow.
and realized that I really had some deep healing that really needed to be done. And I spent my 9 months of my pregnancy healing from sexual trauma. And it really just unraveled from there. And I really just stepped into helping women heal from trauma so that they didn't make the same mistakes or didn't go down the same path that I did, or things didn't have to be so hard for them.
Wow. Yeah, that's tragic. And I mean, it speaks to your strength to not just take that incident and, I mean, the massive healing that you had to go through yourself. And oh, I can't even imagine. And bringing a new parent, now you're a, you have a baby, and realizing that, you know what, I can make a huge difference for others. I mean, that to me, that speaks volumes of who you are as a person. So that's amazing. Well, how long have you had your own breakthrough coaching practice, and has your business mission or vision evolved during that time?
Yes, absolutely. So actually, when I first got started, I had a business called AngelaDawn.co, and I had no idea what I was doing, but I learned so much, and it epically failed, but I loved everything about that business and what it taught me. And then Esprit, as you see, was born. And that's when I had really stepped in to that power of helping women heal from trauma, shift mindset, really do those types of things as far as getting control of emotions and helping steer the path that a woman would want to go on after experiencing trauma. Mm-hmm. But as I've evolved, so has my business. So even though I had started helping women heal from trauma, I got scared. I really got scared and I jumped off. And then I started helping women get unstuck. And I didn't resonate with that at all. I really struggled with that path, even though it was almost the same thing. And then I stepped back into helping women from heal from trauma. And then it's just exploded since then, since I really decided to commit to that path.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like you really aligned your passion, right, with your expertise and obviously a huge need out there. So that completely makes sense to me as to how that would really create that alignment and cause your business to really go through the roof. So yeah, that's fantastic. Well, besides you sharing, obviously that first business effort failed, have there been any big roadblocks or challenges since then, you know, because you took a couple of little turns here in realigning what your business vision is, but have there been any big challenges or roadblocks that you've had to overcome along the way after making that shift?
Oh yeah, of course. And it's never really been anybody or anything. It's always been me. I have always been my biggest challenge, my biggest hurdle, my biggest critic. Yeah. You know, I'm the one that's holding me back. And that's why I think that the inner work is so important, even as especially as you own a business, because I feel like anything else outside of you is controllable almost. And I don't want to say for everything, but almost, because you allow it to be an excuse and you just kind of take off with that. Right. I have always been my own worst enemy. And so once I've really learned to be my own coach per se, it's been so helpful because I actually get out of my own way.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. It's interesting how when we jump into business for ourselves, we think, oh, well, I have this expertise. I have this skill set. I know there are people out there that I can help. And here we go. How difficult can it be? And then all of a sudden, like you said, everything that we thought was not a big deal suddenly becomes a big deal, and it's mostly internal. So yeah, I totally understand. And you are not alone in having that experience, but I'm curious, maybe can you share what you did or one technique that you did to help overcome, you know, some of these limiting beliefs or inner doubts?
Sure. So the biggest one, and this is something that I work with my clients with all the time, and it's integration. And integration is really just about becoming one. And that means becoming one with your fear, becoming one with the limiting beliefs, becoming one with any of the setbacks and hurdles that you experience. Now, becoming one doesn't mean that you let it hold you back. You just acknowledge that it's there. You accept that it's there. You listen to it. You let it know that, you know, I'm seeing you, I'm hearing you, thank you for keeping me safe. Mm-hmm. I want you to trust that we're going to continue to be safe along this path. I hear you, I've got your back, but we're going to continue to do this. When you start to acknowledge and see the things that you're scared of or that you might be afraid of or might be a hurdle, all of a sudden it takes away that power. But also you're letting that part of you, which is usually a child part, know that it's still safe and it's seen and heard. And then you become one. And now you're not fighting against that fear. You're not fighting against that limiting belief. Because when we try to say, oh, we'll just feel the fear and do it anyway. Well, I feel like that's such terrible advice, because if we don't actually see the fear and understand why it's there in the first place, we're going to continue to have this internal conflict with it. And that's not helping us. We want to move forward. We want to get our business moving forward and hanging on to what keeps us scared or the fears that we have will potentially make the business process so much slower and so much more kind of so much harder. So I feel like integration is one of the best tools that I provide my clients.
Yeah, I love that. That makes total sense. I've heard the phrase, what you resist persists, but I hadn't really taken it to that level of integration. I just love that, how you've really taken that cliche or words of wisdom to a whole new level. So, thank you for sharing that insight. That's really powerful. And, you know, you're obviously an expert at helping women overcome trauma, you know, and finally live those happier lives. But I'm curious, how do you feel about the client enrollment or the sales part of being in business? Now, this is a very different skill set. Do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business?
Yes, I do.
There was no hesitation there, Angela.
No, I have to be honest. I'm not going to act like I don't struggle with that. As I've been in business over the years, it has gotten better. I personally don't use a sales script because that has always thrown me off. So I had to ditch the sales script. Yeah. But even though I get really good at the conversation, you know, the listening, understanding the struggles, meeting them where they're at, I can't make the transition from that conversation to the numbers, to talking about the investment. That's where I struggle.
Yeah. And that's, no, you're not alone there. That is a very common place where entrepreneurs and coaches, they lose their confidence or that momentum in the conversation. Like you said, it's easy to have that genuine heart to heart, right? About challenges and ultimately what they'd like to achieve and da 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 da. But then suddenly for a lot of people, okay, now we're going into this part of the conversation. So it has that disjunct or that separatism, or, you know, suddenly it feels like we have to be something different, which that's just a mindset. So I would love to share with you maybe some insight that would help ease that place of stress, if you'd like.
Yeah, of course. I would love to hear it.
All right. So there are lots of techniques that just depending on, and of course you and I haven't talked previous to this, so I'm not totally clear on how you do structure your enrollment conversation. But just depending on how you talk about the work that you do, that can be taken in a couple different approaches in terms of talking about the work you do sooner in the conversation, so that suddenly it's not like this total 90 degree angle that you're going on. You've been going down this one path and have this great conversation going, and then you're all of a sudden, the car takes a hard left turn. Whereas if you just start filtering in or talking about some of the aspects of your methodology or your philosophy or sharing other clients' stories, you know, obviously protecting any specifics, but how something specific about the work that you do has shifted the way that they're experiencing something relevant. And so you're just starting earlier in the conversation about what it looks like to work with you, right? And then, so when you get to that point where you're transitioning then to the actual talking about the investment of working together, it's one of those things where you wouldn't go to a chiropractor and have them perform all their magic and alignment on your body and make you feel great. And then, you know, suddenly freeze up and they go, okay, that's $150. You know, you just expect that there's, you know, what's your fee? You know, what's your fee? You know, you as the recipient of their great service would, okay, what do I owe you? And so my point in saying this is that oftentimes we're projecting. And so I'm going to tag team on your integration methodology. And it's almost like you just integrate your conversation with, well, of course, there's a fee, you know, to work with me. Yeah. People expect it, right? They know you're not free. They know that you're not doing this as a hobby. They know you're a proven expert. And just like my analogy or my comparison here with a chiropractor, you know, you fully expect as soon as you go in there, Even if you're having a consultation, you know, and trying to figure out, okay, what's the best next step? Well, if it comes to, okay, this is what I recommend. It's a series of 5 sessions that we're going to do together, and we're going to align this and this and this. And my rate is, and it just, it's understood. So what I'm recommending is that you just shift your mindset a bit and just know that people expect that there is an investment level to work with you. Does that help?
Yes. Yeah. You know, that is so simple, but that just makes so much sense. Right. And it's so interesting how, when you're like, we'll talk about your services to begin with, kind of sprinkle them in there, if you will, to make the conversation flow so much better, so that when I get to that point, I'm not doing that hard left, like you said. That makes so much sense. Thank you so much.
Oh, awesome. Yay. I love when I can move the needle just a little bit. So it's really, you know, not projecting and understanding that people fully expect to hear, okay, what's the bottom line here, Angela? What are we talking about?
it's so funny that you think that people aren't going to expect you to say that my services cost this much. And you just bringing that up just totally turned on a light bulb, like, hello, you knew that.
All right, good. Excellent.
Thank you.
Yep, good, good. Yeah, I always love just eliminating the stress out of, you know, building your business, because people want to have the great work that you provide. Let's just face it, you know, the work that you provide is helping people go from being shackled with past trauma to now being able to live joy. So that's worth a lot right there. So, and, you know, I'm curious here, transitioning into a situation that we've all been experiencing that for many has been, I don't know, traumatic is the right word, but it's been intense, this pandemic, right? Mm-hmm. It has had a huge impact on our lives in so many different ways. And it's been a catalyst. It's been a wake-up call. It's been like, oh my God, here I am in the four walls of my room all day long, and I can't go out and do what I normally do. And, you know, we've all adjusted and adapted, but has the pandemic had any impact on the work that you do?
Yes. Actually, I feel like people are waking up more, if you will. They're not just living their lives on autopilot. And I feel like a lot of them are coming to terms with shadows, with their baggage, with darkness, whatever you would like to call it. And it's actually making them realize that they might need some help as far as releasing some of these things that they deal with. Mm-hmm. It's also helped them realize that maybe the things that they were doing prior to the pandemic were not necessarily healthy for them all the way around, may have not been healthy for their family or their friends either. Mm-hmm. And I think people have really started to wake up in that sense. And so it's actually made doing my job slightly easier, because people are starting to be more aware of why they do what they do. And so now they're seeking that help. Mm-hmm. So the pandemic has been very unfortunate and very intense. However, I feel like it is helping people become healthier as a whole. And I feel like that's been very powerful for me and my business.
Yeah, that makes total sense. I can see how that really would position the work that you do as just being so critical for so many people, because it's, yeah, like I said, it has been a time of just shifting life as, for lack of a better word, a treadmill. You know, we just get on and we go, 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 go. And then this really stopped those habitual patterns and created this perfect environment for people to self-reflect. And so, yeah, that makes total sense. Well, Angela, how do you work with women who want to take back control over their lives and finally achieve that best version of themselves? Can you share a little bit about your philosophy or your approach?
Sure. So when I work one-to-one or in my group, in group sessions, one of the most important things that I do is hold space. And hold space just means I listened with the intent to understand and not listen with the intent to respond. And sometimes people just need to be heard and seen in their pain as they are, allowed to feel the way that they're feeling. A lot of the time you see people, and I see this on social media all the time, if someone's having a bad day, they always, people interject with cheering them up. And I don't do that. And I don't do that because I feel like it sends the message that the way that they're feeling is actually shameful and they shouldn't be feeling that way. Mm-hmm. And I feel like we as a society need to step out of that. So I make sure that, number one, I hold space with no matter what you're going through, what you're feeling, because I feel like that's important because it allows me to build rapport with my client, of course, but it also does probably the number one thing that most trauma survivors are searching for. It provides you safety. Mm. And that is a basic human need that all of us desire. And of course, when you're, again, when you're a trauma survivor, you usually don't have that. So we start to create safety. We use techniques with NLP, which is neuro-linguistic programming. And the way that we speak to ourselves, the way that we speak to other people and in the world, it matters so much. I help women detach from the identity of having trauma, which I feel like is so powerful because sometimes we identify ourselves as that trauma and that actually holds us back. Hmm. I help clients learn to take radical responsibility for their lives. And that's not necessarily about taking responsibility about what happened, because you can't do that. And I don't want my clients to do that. But it's about taking responsibility for after the fact, for the coping mechanisms that have taken place, for the way that you may have treated people afterwards, for the things that you've done to get your needs met. We start to take responsibility for that because that gives you power, that brings you back your power that you probably have been searching for. Mm-hmm. Not only do we do that, but we do radical acceptance, which is the ability to accept what happened, accept that you didn't deserve it, accept that it caused you to maybe lose a childhood. It caused you to do things that you normally wouldn't have done. And we get into that acceptance. So it also helps you bring back that power. And we also do the integration techniques that I talked about. And we also do timeline therapy, which helps you rewire your brain so that when you are talking about your past or talking about the trauma, it doesn't necessarily fire up the same nervous systems that it does like it would if we were in traditional therapy. So what we're doing is we're just rewiring those connections so that it doesn't have control over your life. I can never ever erase what happened, but I can help you get to the point to where it doesn't have control over your life. And that is ultimately what we're after. You take back your power so that you can live the life that you want, so that you can live the life you really dream of, no matter what that looks like.
Right. You know, just hearing you talk about, you know, just reframing a lot of the things that we just, so we, meaning, I don't know, society is just built into kind of this acceptance or autopilot mode of, like you were sharing about some, you know, if somebody's showing their negative feelings or something, oh, you know, let's cheer them up. That seems like, oh, we're being helpful. We're, you know, encourage them. We're moving them forward out of that state. And I just love this wisdom you have about how our emotions and our intellect and, you know, just our thoughts and our emotions kind of work together, and how we can really align those in a way that creates this environment to heal. And then, you know, your methodology and support and space that you provide is just, yeah, it sounds so transformational, really, really powerful. Well, Angela, how can listeners reach you if they're interested in learning more about working with you?
Sure. So I can be reached at asfreeasyousee.com, but also I am leaving your listeners with a free guide, and it's a free guide to remove limiting beliefs and business blocks. Because I am a big believer in that you know, entrepreneurship or owning a business is 80% inner work and 20% strategy. Mm. And I feel like the more that we as entrepreneurs can learn to do the inner work, the more success our business will see. And I wanted to be able to provide some of that inner work for your client.
Oh, that's fantastic. Wow, what a huge gift. Thank you so much. So they can, is there a link or something that comes up on your webpage for them to navigate to?
Yes. Yeah. The link will be right there.
Okay, perfect. So that is your website again is as free as you see. Okay. Asfreeasyousee.com. Yeah. That's a great URL. And then the gift that you've created for our listeners is removing limiting beliefs and business blocks, right?
Yes.
All right. Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for that, Angela. That is really generous. And can they also follow you on social platforms? Are you out there on any of the social?
Yes, I am on Pinterest and YouTube and Facebook, and you can find me through As Free As You See on any of those. I am on those socials, yes.
Okay, perfect. So that's asfreeasyousee.com and same handle for the social platform. So, all right. Well, thank you. Thank you for that. And Angela, you've already shared so many golden nuggets of wisdom. This has just been a great conversation. But if I could tap on you one last time here during our interview, in looking at your own experience in building your businesses, I should say, what's some advice that you can share with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have started their own business, or they're doubting their ability to succeed?
Well, first, I know what it's like to doubt my ability to succeed and feel defeated and being in that position. My best advice to give anybody that is in this position, one, is to keep going, and two, to make sure that you're in alignment with what it is that you want to do, so that you're coming out of place of service rather than a place of desperation.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. Those are both really, really important. And, you know, it can be a little bit more difficult to stay in that alignment of truly coming from a place of service at the very beginning, when, you know, there's a lot of fear and maybe not that immediate success that's happening, because it does take a while to get a business launched. Definitely. That's solid advice. Thank you for sharing that. And, you know, it's just been so great hearing about your journey from your early career as an executive assistant at a hospital system to that moment where you decided, you know, I'm really meant for more. You ventured out on your own, spread your wings, but that venture really didn't quite pan out the way you had intended. And then experienced this really terrible trauma yourself, which you had to go through that self-healing phase, but in the process gaining all this expertise and wisdom that you had the courage then to take out and share, you know, and now helping women break through from their traumas so that they can finally break free from the change of their past and love who they are and really live a life that they truly desire. So it's just been great. I really enjoyed our conversation. And I want to thank you so much for being a guest on today's show.
Thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed it. And I really appreciate your insights about the selling. I'm actually very excited to have my next sales call.
All right. That's great. That is awesome. Yeah. And again, for our listeners, you can reach Angela Turpin through her website, and that is As Free As You See. So that's asfreeasyousee.com. And look for that download that she's created. That sounds like a fantastic resource, remove limiting beliefs and business blocks. So be sure to grab that as well. All right. Well, again, for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation, where you've triggered all four psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So are you 100% confident that your sales conversations are optimized? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me and our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. Okay, well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Angela Turpin. And as always, here's to your success.